following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Hey there, good to be with you. Stephen Luke here. It is a Tuesday, the second day of March. It is also National Read Across America Day. So if you can find a kid in a book and bring them together and tell a story, it's a great day reminding everyone the importance of literacy in America. Truly a wild scene last night near the convention center. Did you hear about this? A man now in custody after exchanging gunfire with police. Frightening scene around 7 o'clock as a Harbor police officer pulled over a driver for running a red light. That's when things got hairy. Apparently, the driver got out of the car and opened fire at the officer. The officer then returned fire. No one was hit. But here's the really sort of bizarre part of all of this. Somebody who was just passing by was struck by the bullet, hit the guy in the backside, is how it was described. But apparently he had a glasses case that stopped the bullet. In fact, he didn't even know he was hit at first. So that's good news. He was not injured. And the situation certainly has been resolved since then, but just a wild scene that is now under investigation. Today marks the start of a new phase of in-person learning for thousands of high school students in the East County. The Grossmont Union High School District, which reopened last year, bringing students back to campus one day a week, now upping their blended model to have students on campuses 2 days a week. They're going to continue remote learning for the other 3 days. This, of course, a significant head start on many other local public districts, which are still primarily virtual. Grossmont administrators say they've proven over many months now that in-person learning can be safe, so they're moving on to this next phase. They also credited their early partnership with their teachers' union last year in developing an MOU as a reason for their quicker return to in-person learning. 269 new cases reported yesterday before this week. Just for perspective, we hadn't seen numbers that low since October. So two straight days in the 200s, testing positivity, averaging about 4% right now. No new deaths yesterday. Love that, but it's standard for Mondays because of a lag in data from over the weekend. ICU capacity up to 30%, but this is important. Less than a third of ICU beds in use right now are being used to treat COVID patients. So a lot of other people in the ICU, COVID patients continuing to not have to be in that critical stage of care. We are expecting our weekly update from the state today on our county's tier status. So two of San Diego's three metrics already qualify to get us out of the purple tier and into the red tier. We just need to get our case rate down. Last week it fell to 15, but to get into the red tier, it would need to get below 7. All right, speaking of low digits, I saw my thermometer telling me that it was in the 30s on the way into work this morning, but things should warm up nicely. Here's Sheena.
Good Tuesday morning. We're off to a pretty chilly start again, so you're going to need that warm jacket early. But this afternoon is going to look a lot like yesterday. Sunny, beautiful again with highs in the low 70s right near the coast, mid-70s for the inland valleys. Tomorrow, we're going to see some big changes. We have rain moving in tomorrow. Looks like it should start to impact the county by the late morning hours. And then through the middle of the day and into the afternoon, expect the showers around. Tomorrow's also going to be a lot cooler. And we're going to have a breezy south wind. So you will notice that, too, across the entire county. The winds will be picking up with that rain. For Thursday, though, we do dry out. Right after that rain leaves, we'll be seeing a beautiful end to the week with some warming temperatures by Friday. But finally, some needed, much-needed rainfall. In fact, the rainfall totals are going to be ranging tomorrow from about a half an inch to maybe an inch across parts of the county. So it's definitely going to help our rainfall deficit. Stephen?
For the second straight summer, one of San Diego's biggest events of the year, Comic-Con, won't happen in person. Organizers announcing the annual convention will be held virtually again this year from July 23rd to July 25th. However, they did say a second, much smaller in-person event is being scheduled for November. Organizers didn't say how many people would actually be involving or what the cost would be, but something for you diehards to keep an eye on. Finally, NBC7 and Feeding San Diego have been working together to try and help support the hard-hit hospitality industry and people who are facing hunger. According to Feeding San Diego, this specific community in need has grown by more than 700,000 locals who are now considered food insecure, about a 50% growth just since the start of the pandemic. So here's the deal. Select restaurants are offering a $15 gift a meal menu item to benefit a San Diego in need of food. The program was originally sort of designed to help generate revenue at some of these struggling restaurants while at the same time providing meals for these locals who are facing hunger issues, many for the first time. So if you'd like to make a gift a meal donation or sign up as a restaurant owner, just go to our website, nbc7.com. We have a link right now for you and telling you everything you need to know. Appreciate the time this morning, and we'll talk tomorrow on Wednesday. The week's moving by fast. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.